and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Matthew 24:14. Today's broadcast of this gospel of the kingdom is brought to you by ISawTheLightMinistries.com. This is Pastor Tim of I Saw the Light Ministries. Now let's tune in to today's message.
Good morning. This is Pastor Tim of ISawTheLightMinistries.com. Last week, I shared with you some information about the halal mark of the beast, and I would like to continue that information today. The mark of the beast is both spiritual and physical, but first spiritually, first and primarily spiritual. Now, Revelation chapter 13 talks about the mark being in the forehead or in the right hand. It says, "And he caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead." So most people have assumed throughout history that this is going to be an actual mark in your hand or your forehead, something that you can actually, literally, physically see, and something that will actually, literally, physically be inserted into your hand or inserted into your forehead. This is a great assumption, and it's definitely a wild thing to think that in the end times that everybody is going to be walking around with numbers in their forehead. But if you look at the very next few verses and keep reading, you find out that this is spiritual. Though in the originally, there was no chapter divisions in the Bible. There was no chapter divisions between Revelation chapter 13 and Revelation 14. Because originally there was no chapter divisions in any part of the Bible. The chapter numbers and the verse numbers were added in about 1599 or 1590 to 1599. That was the first time that chapter numbers and verse numbers appeared. So if we read Revelation 13 about the mark of the beast and about 666, and continue to read into the next chapter, since there were no chapter division, no stopping point, we continue to read in Revelation 14, verse 1. Revelation 14, verse 1, "And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written in their foreheads." So if we realize there's truly, actually, originally no chapter divisions or verse number divisions between 666 and the very next verse of the Christians with the Father's name in their foreheads, two verses side by side, or directly underneath one another, two verses, no separation between these two verses. Both groups of people, the wicked people and the righteous people, both have a name in their forehead. So this means that in the end times, everyone is going to have a name in their forehead. The righteous will have the name of the Father in their forehead, and the wicked will have the name of the Antichrist in their forehead. Do you really believe that everyone is going to have a name engraved with an engraving tool with a tattooing instrument, with an ink pen, with a microchip in your forehead or in your hand. This is not the movies. This is real life. And we must start to understand that these are spiritual matters. The Father's name in our forehead is talking about His character is in our forehead. His thoughts are in our mind. Forehead symbolizes the mind, in which lies the nature, the character, and the authority of either Christ or the Antichrist. In Romans 8, verse 6, it says, to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enemy against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. In Exodus 13, it says in verse 6, Exodus 13, verse 6, 7 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread, and in the seventh day shall be a feast to the Lord. Unleavened bread shall be eaten 7 days, and there shall be no leavened bread be seen with thee, neither shall there be any leaven seen with thee in all thy quarters. And thou shalt show thy son in that day, saying, this is done because of that which the Lord did unto me when I came out of Egypt. For it shall be a sign upon thee, upon thy hand, and for a memorial between thy eyes, that the Lord's law may be in thy mouth. For with a strong hand have the Lord brought thee out of Egypt. Exodus 13, verse 16, and it shall be a token upon thy hand, and for frontlets between thy eyes, for by strength of hand the Lord brought thee out of Egypt. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 18, therefore shall you lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon thy hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. So we see repeatedly in Scripture how the Bible talks about the Sabbath and the feast days, the Ten Commandments, the law of God being a sign in our forehead and in our hand. We serve Jesus with our forehead and with our hand, by praying, fasting, reading the Scriptures, studying the Scriptures, and keeping the Sabbath day and the feast days of the Lord. That is, if we are submissive and obedient to the Father God. The Antichrist people, the Nazis, the Muslims, and the Communists, which are the three symbols that John drew in Revelation 13, verse 18, the Antichrist people, those that follow the Antichrist, they have the Antichrist's nature in their forehead and in their hands. The way they worship the Islamic Antichrist, the way they worship Allah with their foreheads to the ground 5 times a day. So these are spiritual and physical counterparts of the mark of the beast. The mark of the beast is first and primarily spiritual. It is Islam. Islam is the new world religion that is taking over the world. It is the largest religion on the planet and the fastest growing religion on the planet. And Arabic is the fastest growing language on the planet. Corporations like Kraft Foods, McDonald's, Pizza Hut, Pepsi, Coca-Cola, Ensure Protein Drinks, Similac Baby Formulas, and more have already signed up to receive the Mark of the Beast. Most corporations worldwide have already registered with the Islamic Halal organizations to display a mark on their products and services worldwide. The Declared Public publicly declared goal of the Muslims and of these corporations is to display the halal mark on all Islamic halal compliant products and services across the globe. Already in nations like Nigeria, Iran, Kenya, Uganda, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Syria, Afghanistan, and many more, many African and Middle Eastern nations, it is already almost impossible to buy or sell any product without the halal mark being displayed on the product, which means that that product or service has been spiritually and physically dedicated to the Islamic Antichrist. The word halal is actually a Syrian word that means to profane the name of God and to be ritually dedicated to an idol, to a demon known as Allah. It's very important that we understand that the halal mark of the beast is already here. The spiritual mark of the beast is Islam. The physical mark of the beast is the halal mark that is already being displayed in your local stores. The halal mark of the beast is already being displayed on Similac baby formulas in your local stores, as well as the Ensure protein drinks, and even on some of the cosmetics and vitamins, diabetic drinks, chicken, turkey, and other products in many stores, especially in Detroit, but also even in Cincinnati and other large towns and communities around the nation and around the world. It is important that we boycott these companies that are already committed to the halal mark. The animals, such as chicken and turkey, are brutally executed, not humanely. These animals, when they are sacrificed to Allah in your local chicken houses and turkey houses, poultry houses, these animals are brutally killed, not humanely. These animals are ritualistically sacrificed to Allah in a brutal manner while Islamic prayers are prayed over the animal at the point of death to actually literally sacrifice these animals to Allah. This is being done, and these things are being sold to you in the supermarket. Jesus said in the book of Revelation that he hates the doctrine of those people that allows the eating of things sacrificed to idols. That is Jesus that said that. The halal certified companies and products actually also fund Islamic terrorism. Yes, when you buy these halal products, you are funding Islamic terrorism. I encourage you to go to isawthelightministries.com and check out the articles about the halal mark of the beast. In Jesus' name.
You've been listening to This Gospel of the Kingdom, brought to you by isawthelightministries.com. You may send all correspondence to Pastor Tim, Post Office Box 37, Morristown, Tennessee, 37815. Again, that's isawthelightministries.com, Pastor Tim, Post Office Box 37, Morristown, Tennessee, 37815. Please join us again next week, same time, same station. And until then, may Jesus bless you in amazing ways.